Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, David Brent Johnson, and tonight we'll be featuring Sarah Vaughan's 1973 double album, Live in Japan, along with our standard mix of jazz, ballads, and American popular song, all coming up on Afterglow. Theme music comes from Fred Astaire's 1952 recording of Dancing in the Dark, with Oscar Peterson on piano, Barney Kessel on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Alvin Stoller on drums. In the first hour of Afterglow this evening, we'll be hearing from June Christie, Duke Ellington, Mark Murphy, Peggy Lee, Dave Douglas, Karen Allison, and some of the other usual Afterglow suspects, but we're going to start off by going way back into the midst of early jazz time with a recording that was one of several by these two artists that influenced many jazz musicians who followed them. Here's Bix Beiderbecke and Frankie Trumbauer in 1927 doing the beautiful I'm Comin' Virginia on Afterglow. Thank you.
myself. And now I even have to scratch my back myself. Once I left, when I heard you saying that I'd be playing solitaire, uneasy in my easy chair. It never entered my mind. Once you told me I was mistaken, that I'd awaken with the sun and order use for one. It never entered my
from his 2005 album Once to Every Heart, doing Rodgers and Hart's It Never Entered My Mind, accompanied by Till Brunner on flugelhorn and Frank Chastanet on piano. Before that, we heard Miles Davis doing Moon Dreams, a live version of that from the Birth of the Cool Band, the one live gig that band ever had at the Royal Roost in September of 1948. I think they were playing opposite Count Basie. Not that I was there, but that's what I've read. They were there for a couple of weeks, and I believe Basie was the band playing opposite them. And the band there, including Mike Zwerin on trombone, Junior Collins on French horn, Bill Barber on tuba, Lee Konitz on alto sax, Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax, John Lewis on piano, Al McKibben on bass, and Max Roach on drums. And that was Gil Evans' arrangement of Moon Dreams. Before that, we heard Billie Holiday and Lester Young, a recording they did in 1937 called Without Your Love. And they were accompanied by Buck Clayton on trumpet, Edmund Hall on clarinet, James Sherman on piano, Freddie Green on guitar, Walter Page on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. Lester Young, who once said he learned to tell a story by listening to Frankie Trumbauer. And it was Frankie Trumbauer we heard starting off that set, along with Bix Beiderbecke on cornet, Trumbauer on C melody saxophone, doing what's become a jazz classic, I'm Coming Virginia. Some of the players there, including Bill Rank on trombone and Eddie Lang on guitar, and that coming off of the complete OK in Brunswick, Bix Beiderbecke, Frank Trumbauer, and Jack Teagarden sessions, 1924 to 1936 on the Mosaic label. For our next set, we'll have some Ellington-related tunes. Duke Ellington, of course, and we'll hear Ellington himself, but it won't be an Ellington tune that he's doing. It might be something that surprises you a bit. We'll also hear from Earl Hines, the piano album of Duke Ellington music that he did. And this from June Christie, an album that she did with her husband Bob Cooper called Ballads for Night People. This is Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me, June Christie on Afterglow.
Someone told someone, and someone told you, but they wouldn't hurt you. Oh, 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 not much. Since everyone spreads the story with his own little personal touch. Do nothing till you hear from me. Pay no attention to what's said. Why people tear the seam of anyone's dream is, well, it's over my head. Do nothing till you hear from me. At least consider our romance. If you should take the word of others you've heard, I haven't got a chance. True, I've been seen with someone new, but does that mean that I'm untrue when we're apart? The words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory, and other arms may hold a thrill, but please do nothing till you hear it from me. And
thank you.
Earl Hines, a recording done in the early 1970s of Duke Ellington's Heaven, one of many of the lesser-known Duke Ellington tunes. There's so many lesser-known Duke Ellington tunes in addition to all of the famous ones. Duke and his songwriting partner Billy Strayhorn leaving behind hundreds of compositions. And it's always interesting and fun as a listener to be discovering new ones. Earl Hines performing Heaven and sounding a bit monkish, I thought, there in the introduction of that from the album Earl Hines Plays Duke Ellington on New World Records. Before that, Duke Ellington himself in 1964 doing The Perfect Nanny, written by the Sherman Brothers for Mary Poppins, the Walt Disney film. Walt Disney commissioned Duke Ellington to do an entire LP of music from the film. He just basically wanted to hear how it would sound when Duke Ellington did it. And it actually turned out surprisingly well, got pretty good reviews. Jimmy Hamilton featured on clarinet and Paul Gonzalez on tenor saxophone from the 1964 reprise album Mary Poppins. And we started off with June Christie doing the Ellington hit Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me, recorded in 1959 for her album Ballads for Night People, the arrangement done by her husband Bob Cooper and some of the musicians there on the track, including Bud Shank on flute, Joe Castro on piano, Red Callender on bass, and Mel Lewis on drums, again from the Capitol album Ballads for Night People. We're going to be hearing next from somebody who was sort of a rival singer to June Christie in the 1950s, not, I think, really in a competitive sense, but just somebody that we often think of in that same category of 1950s and 60s jazz singers, and that's Peggy Lee. We're going to hear from a collection of her music called Black Coffee and Other Delights, recordings that she did for the Decca label in the 1950s, starting off with this one, written by Burton Lane and Alan J. Lerner for the film Royal Wedding. It appeared originally on Peggy's 1957 LP Dream Street. This is Too Late Now, Peggy Lee on Afterglow.
Your smile, the way we cling when we've danced a while. Too late now to forget and go on to someone new. Too late now to forget your voice, the way one word makes my heart rejoice. Too late now to imagine myself away from you. All the things we've done together, I relive when we're apart. All the tender fun together stays on in my heart. How can I close the door and be the same as I was before? Darling, no, no, I can't anymore. It's too thank you. and be the same as I was before. Darling, no, no, I can't anymore. It's much too late. Thank you.
like a ship at sea. I'm just lost in a fog. My mind is hazy, my thoughts are blue. Guess I'll always be kind of lost in the fog without you. Waiting night and day like a bump on a log. I'm going crazy, what can I do? Help me find my way, 'cause I'm lost in a fog without you. It was sunny every day. The sky was fair above, but you too. Like me could be tossed in a fog. I've got a heartache I never knew. Guess I'll always be kind of lost in a fog without you. It was sunny every day. The sky was fair above, but you too. I'll always be kind of lost in the fog without you.
Ella Fitzgerald doing Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields, Lost in a Fog, from her 1957 Verve album. Hello Love, Frank Duvall arranging and also conducting the orchestra on that number. Before that, we heard trumpeter Dave Douglas performing Booker Little's Strength and Sanity from his 1995 Booker Little tribute, In Our Lifetime. Booker Little, a wonderful trumpeter who died at the age of 23 in 1961, and nearly 35 years later, Douglas recorded this tribute to him, including Chris Speed on clarinet, Josh Roseman on trombone, Uri Kane on piano, James Guinness on bass, and Joey Barron on drums. And we started off with Peggy Lee, a 1956 recording, Too Late Now, which originally appeared on her LP Dream Street and is also included on the Decca anthology Black Coffee and Other Delights. Well, to wrap up this first hour of Afterglow, we'll be hearing from tenor saxophonist Sonny Rollins, his version of Wonderful, Wonderful. And somebody else who came up around the same time as Sonny Rollins was bop-era pianist Duke Jordan, and sadly, he passed away recently. We're going to hear something now from Karen Allison's new album, Footprints, in which she took a bunch of jazz standards, instrumental standards, and had either her friend Chris Caswell or herself put lyrics to them. And one of the tunes that she chose was Duke Jordan's Jordu, which is probably the most famous composition that Duke Jordan left behind. She wrote lyrics for it and retitled the song Life is a Groove. We hear her here with a fellow vocalist Nancy King, Karen Allison, on Afterglow.
I told you once before, my friend Jordu, this is the kind of thing I love to do. So if you say you really want me to, I'll play for you. I used to dream of playing jazz all night. So if you ask me nice, well, I just might pick up my microphone and sing for you, only for you. A way to get lost in a day and to work out your cares and woes. If you close your eyes, you will soon realize that life's lesson is to let go. And so, my friend, now you can plainly see this is the kind of thing that is for me. As long as we can play in harmony, life is a groove. Once before, my friend, Jordu, this is the kind of thing I love to do. So if you say you really want me to, I'll play it for you. I used to dream of playing jazz all night. So if you ask me nice, well, I just might pick up my microphone, sing for you, only for you. A way to get lost in the days and to work out your cares and woes. If you close your eyes, you will soon realize that life's lesson is to let go. And so, my friend, now you can plainly see this is the kind of thing that is for me. As long as we can live in harmony, life is a groove. Life is a groove. Life is a groove. For you. For two. Life is a groove. And it's life is a groove. Jordu. Especially with you. Jordu. Who did you to did
Is a
Tenor saxophonist Sonny Rollins from one of his classic late 1950s records, Nuke's Time, recorded for the Blue Note label in 1957, doing Wonderful, Wonderful, a song that was a Johnny Mathis hit back in the day when Sonny recorded it. Sonny accompanied there by Wynton Kelly on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. Before that, Karen Allison from her recent CD Footprints on the Concord label, we heard her singing Life is a Groove, which is her song version of the late Duke Jordan's Jordu. And on that track, she was accompanied by vocalist Nancy King, Bruce Barth on piano, Peter Washington on bass, and Todd Strait on drums. We have a website for Afterglow where you can hear previous editions of the program. It's at afterglow.indiana.edu. We also have a list of books about American popular song and jazz vocalists that you might find interesting, and a page on the history of this program, which was started in the late 1970s by Dick Bishop. And you can even hear an example of what the show sounded like when Dick did it, as well as a profile of Dick Bishop. All of those available, along with a Hoagie Carmichael special, too. Just lots of stuff on this website at afterglow.indiana.edu. Coming up in the second hour of the program, we'll be hearing live recordings from Sarah Vaughan in 1973, a concert in Tokyo, accompanied by only a trio. That's coming up on Afterglow. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Afterglow. David Brent Johnson here with you on Afterglow. We have on hand a wonderful but overlooked early 1970s concert album by Sarah Vaughan for you on the second hour of Afterglow, overlooked in part because it hasn't been easy to find for a while, but it appears to now be available via one of the official downloading music sites, and I was able to get a copy of it from a friend and very grateful for that because it's a wonderful record. And wanted to be able to feature it on Afterglow. This was recorded in Tokyo in September of 1973. Sarah Vaughan backed only by a trio, Carl Schroeder on piano, Jimmy Cobb on drums, who's the drummer on Miles Davis's Kind of Blue and lots of other great jazz records, and John Gianelli on bass, who had just replaced Ron McClure, who just quit the band. Not sure why. I know Sarah Vaughan was considered to be a little demanding on her side musicians and sometimes difficult to play with, but a wonderful live performer, as we will hopefully hear here in just a few moments. We'll be playing tracks from both volumes of this concert recording. It came out as two LPs, just simply entitled Live in Japan on the mainstream label, which was the label Sarah Vaughan was recording for in the early 1970s. And one of the songs we heard in this first set, Poor Butterfly, evidently while she was singing it, a Japanese fan, a young woman, ran on the stage and hugged her and continued to hold her throughout the song. And Sarah Vaughan continued to sing unperturbed by this fan's zealous enthusiasm for wanting to get extremely close to a singer she obviously really adored. Here's Sarah Vaughan live in Tokyo in 1973 doing A Foggy Day on Afterglow.
Foggy day in London town. Had me low, had me down. I view the morning with much alarm. The British Museum had lost its charm. How long I wondered, Could this thing last but the age of miracles? And present suddenly I saw you standing there. While you looked down, the sun was shining everywhere. Charm, how long I wondered, could this thing last but the age of miracles? And past, suddenly I saw you standing there in foggy London town, foggy London town, foggy London town. The sun was shining everywhere.
The cherry blossom tree. A fine young American from the sea. Sure, you come.
Thank you. Very much, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very, very much, ladies and gentlemen. Just in case you don't know who I am, my name is Carmen McRae.
Shadows come and go. The lamp is low. While you lead and watch, my lips will say I love you so. Dream the sweetest dreams you will ever know. I'm as helpless as a kitten of the tree. Feel like I'm clinging to a clock. I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. In love.
Sarah Vaughan doing Misty from Volume 1 of her double LP, Alive in Japan, recorded September 24th, 1973 at Sun Plaza Hall in Tokyo. Sarah Vaughan accompanied there by Carl Schroeder on piano, Jimmy Cobb on drums, and John Gianelli on bass. We also heard Sarah Vaughan from that same record performing The Lamp is Low, and you heard her introducing herself there as Carmen McRae, a friend of Sarah Vaughan's, of course, and another example of Sarah Vaughan's rather playful manner when she was on stage. For that poor butterfly, during which she was allegedly being embraced for almost the entire song by a young Japanese fan, and we started off the set with her opener, A Foggy Day, all of these coming from Sarah Vaughan Live in Japan, which I think is another album that gives more evidence that a lot of great jazz records came out during the 1970s, an era that is often, I think, a bit denigrated in jazz histories. We're going to hear more music now from the Sarah Vaughan double LP Live in Japan, starting out with My Funny Valentine, which is one of those jazz standards, sort of like Summertime, that you think, I can't hear yet another version of this song. I've heard so many interpretations of this, and it should just be retired for a while. And then you hear another version that's a little bit different and has a certain kind of intensity or passion to it, and you go, well, that standard shouldn't be retired for a while. And I guess that's the beauty of jazz, that so many artists are able to bring something new and different to songs from the Great American Songbook. Here's Sarah Vaughan live in Japan in 1973 doing My Funny Valentine on Afterglow.
Change your hair for me. Not if you care for me. Less than Greek is your mind.
is your mouth a little weak? When you open it, when you open it to speak, are you smart?
Baby's just afraid to be broken.
in Tahiti. Where we on the Nile long, long ago, saying oh, oh sure. That I saw your smile. I saw your smile. I saw your smile. I saw your smile. I remember you. Kisses ago, I remember you. I remember you. You're the one who said I love you too. Oh, yes, 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 I do. Didn't you know? I remember you, I remember you, I remember too.
Sarah Vaughan singing I Remember You from the double LP Live in Japan, recorded September 24th, 1973 at Sun Plaza Hall in Tokyo, accompanied by Carl Schroeder on piano, Jimmy Cobb on drums, and John Gianelli on bass. We also heard from that same double LP set, Watch What Happens, and we started off with My Funny Valentine. Sarah Vaughan Live in Japan, the album that we're featuring this evening on Afterglow. Sarah Vaughan was touring quite a lot in the early 1970s, kept up a very hectic global pace with her concerts. And from what I've read, she lived pretty hard the whole time, too. Sarah Vaughan, somebody who very much enjoyed having a good time while she was on the road. She was also starting to play, along with this trio, with symphony orchestras around this time. That was a new development in her career, and she was beginning to work with Michael Tilson Thomas, and also recording studio albums for the mainstream label as well. We're going to continue now with more music from Live in Japan, including the standard Willow Weep For Me, and this one, The Nearness of You, Sarah Vaughan, Live in Japan on Afterglow.
Play piano, and if it don't sound good, they could just take it off the, you know, because we are recording, you know, and I don't want the world to know, but if it sounds good, maybe, who knows, I might become the world's greatest piano player. You're fired. My heart's in a dither, dear, when you're at a distance. But when you are near, it's just the pale moon that excites me. Conversation.
I feel you so close to me. Oh, my wildest dreams come true, come true, come true. I need no sunlight to enchant me. If you
hard. Shoo. That's hard. I don't know how they can play and sing at the same time. If you're lucky, Carl, because if I could play and sing, you wouldn't be here. I got it. Oh, I got to tell you about this. The first night I opened here, Kofinikin Hall. Beautiful. okay. Don't know. I tell you, I'm going to get this Japanese yet. I tell you. Listen, but anyways, they wanted me to sing Willow Weep for Me. See, and wait, shoot. So, you know, at home, those when the records, they come a long time ago, Willow Weep for Me, huh? Way. And so I haven't sung Willow Weep for Me for a long time. And I forgot the words and all that. And I did it the opening night, no words, just hum. And la ti 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 do. So I like to do it. All I know is Willow Weep for Me, hum. Okay? Wait till you hear it. You might leave. No word, willow. Willow, weep for me. Willow, weep for me. Choo choo cha ti do wa da da dwee da 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 da. I haven't sung this song in a long, 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 long time. But I'm doing the best I can with Willow Weep for Me. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, Willow Weep. Willow Weep for Me. Told you I didn't know the words of this song, but you're gonna hear them, you're gonna hear them anyway, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a little different than the record, isn't it? Yeah, Willow, Willow, weep for me.
tra-la-lee-da. Skitty-woo, 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 skitty-wa-da-da-da-da. Tra-la-la-la-la, tra-la, 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 tra-la-la-la. I hope that you enjoy this song. I did it just for you, 'cause you asked for it, you asked for it, you asked for it. Record no more, but I hope that you enjoyed Willow, Willow Wee for me, yeah, yeah. Willow Wee for me, Willow Wee, Willow Wee, Willow Wee for me.
Sarah Vaughan honoring a request for Willow Weep For Me, even though she said it had been a long time since she'd sung it, and obviously couldn't remember all of the words from Sarah Vaughan Live in Japan, recorded September 24th, 1973 at Sun Plaza Hall in Tokyo, accompanied by Carl Schroeder on piano, Jimmy Cobb on drums, and John Gianelli on bass. And before that, Sarah Vaughan singing and playing piano on The Nearness of You from the same album. Really kind of giving her pianist Carl Schroeder a hard time there, starting out by kind of joking around that he was fired and then telling him after the end of the song, if I could play and sing at the same time, Carl, you wouldn't be here. Again, Sarah Vaughan demonstrating a very playful side of her nature on stage, and from what I've read and understand, she was like that off stage as well and could also be a fairly fierce person to work for. Both of those tracks, again, from Sarah Vaughan, Alive in Japan, on the Mainstream label, which was Sarah Vaughan's label in the early 1970s. She left the label in 1975, and she wouldn't have a recording contract again for 3 more years until 1978, when she signed with Norman Granz's Pablo label. We'll close out After Glow this evening with 2 more tracks from Live in Japan, including Round Midnight and this one, Bye Bye Blackbird, Sarah Vaughan, Live in Japan on Afterglow.
Listen, what do you want to hear?
Thanks for the memory.
Thanks for the memory, yes. Gloomy Sunday, mm-hmm. Lullaby of Berlin, uh-huh. Alone Again, Naturally. What's that?
Body and soul.
La Hu Shushi? What? Uh-huh. Very fine. Bye Bye Blackbird.
Well, let's do that.
You know, in case you do, this is being recorded. We're making a record. It'll be out. How long, Bobby? Very shortly. But anyway, you know, I've never recorded Bye Bye Blackbird, but we'll do it. Bye Bye Blackbird. We don't have a key. Let me get a key. Let me get a key. That's too high. Okay. Okay. Let's do a little faster. Let's do a little faster. Choo, choo, choo. A little faster.
Back up all your kids. Here I go, singing low. Bye, bye, blackbird. Where somebody waits for me, a sugar sweet, a show is she. Bye, goodbye, blackbird. Shoo-ba-da-ba-da-ba, no one here who loves her understands me. Shoo-wa-da, shoo-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo, one and me. Oh, shoo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo, shoo-ba-doo-ba-doo, shoo-ba-doo-ba-doo, blackbird, goodbye. Oh, clap your hands, yes, clap with all your cares and woes. Here I go singing low, bye-bye. Bye, 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 blackbird.
Aragon.
Supper time, ooh, feeling sad. Then it really gets bad around midnight.
Please let our love be saved.
Sarah Vaughan doing Round Midnight from her album Live in Japan, recorded on September 24, 1973 at Sun Hall Plaza in Tokyo for the mainstream label. Sarah Vaughan accompanied there by Carl Schroeder on piano, Jimmy Cobb on drums, and John Gianelli on bass. The same trio accompanying Sarah Vaughan on Bye Bye Blackbird, before that also from Live in Japan, recorded in 1973. Thanks for tuning into Afterglow this evening, and special thanks to Nate Sutton. You can listen to archived editions of Afterglow on our website at afterglow.indiana.edu. We'll be back next week at the same time with more jazz, ballads, and American popular song. Our engineer is Dennis Tafe, and I'm David Brent Johnson. Good night.